LAEW Milwaukee Arts ECO out of Milwaukee. We're moving that up to this point.
And Lisa is our first reader on that one.
Yep. I really love this project. I'm trying to try not to be biased, but it's a cool project. Basically, it's a collaboration between many different community partners, and the project, I think it goes under the name UGMA, and it is being put together to address gun violence in Milwaukee and beyond, and it's the first year of the project. It's going to be a collaboration between UW Milwaukee Community Arts and Project UGMA, and the Medical College of Wisconsin. So this idea of like trauma-informed care and getting youth to participate in art making as an expressive and healing tool. So the students that are being targeted are students below the poverty line, youth at risk, African-American students, and white students. The total budget, total cash expense is $21,865, total budget just under $30,000, and they're asking for $6,000. A couple aspects of this that I thought was really fantastic is just this idea of collaborating between, you know, the medical field and the arts. And art fields, I think that's something that isn't done very often, especially in regard to trauma-informed care and getting students to find a deep purpose for art making. And it kind of goes into art therapy a little bit. And it's also getting them to explore really difficult topics. Things that could be strengthened in the project, I guess, because it's the first time they're doing this. Obviously, things could be maybe articulated just a little bit more, but for the first year, they're asking for funding. Things should be a little more concrete, but their evaluations look like they have many different forms, observation, data collection, surveys, and they're really tying these evaluations to documenting and also measuring the objectives.
Great. And Elodie, second reader on that one.
I mirror everything that Lisa just said. I also really love this program. The collaboration between the Medical College and UW-Milwaukee is fantastic. I don't see a lot of collaboration between arts organizations and medical institutions, so this seems really amazing. And along with everything Lisa already said, one of the weaknesses that I pointed out that came to mind was just the fact that in the creation of this program, they're asking in phase one for grant funding to plan. Again, because it's their first year, I kind of wish that was going to be a little bit more laid out, because the program description is really great, but that first planning phase is a little vague. You know, we want to meet with these groups, and we want to discuss, and we want to get feedback. So it opens up the door for, just because of how big Arts Eco, or UWM Arts Eco and Project UGMA can be, that opens the door for program to change the direction and having to adapt to feedback, and so it's really not quite clear what that planning would look like. But overall, yeah, everything was out really well laid out. The program is exciting. I also really love this application.
Sorry, just to clarify on that one. So not that you don't know how the funds will be spent, but the planning hasn't been
Still
developing.
Okay. Yeah, it's still developing.
Great. Other comments on this one?
just a simple one. I got lost in the acronyms in this one.
That's helpful feedback.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Referring back. Wait, now what was this melanesis?
There were a lot.
Yeah. And that is what it is. It doesn't really affect the grant at all, but just in writing it, they might want to
keep the reader in mind.
Yeah, they're engaging Kenilworth and the local students. Yeah.
Just a general comment, too. It's an awesome, great project. But maybe having, like, an art therapist that they refer or work with to might be, bless you, really helpful. It's great to incorporate art therapy, but to have someone
specialized
in an umbrella that they could refer to might be really helpful as well. Mm-hmm.
Any other comments on this one?